And welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Find yourself, live your dreams, and be happy. For Saturday in December of 2016. I'm your host, Yvonne Brown, coming to you live from Chicago, Illinois, as I usually do every second Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy is an interactive live internet talk radio show that focuses on how to take advantage of the opportunities that life sends your way. This program explores obstacles overcome by ordinary people with extraordinary results and what inspires or motivates them to take positive actions that will make their dreams a reality. Let's set the tone for today's program. Abraham said, "Life is supposed to be fun. It's supposed to feel good. You are powerful creators, and you are right on schedule. Savor more, seek less. Laugh more, cry less. Anticipate positively more, anticipate negatively less. Nothing is more important than that you feel good. Just practice that and watch what happens."
Today's show is brought to you by JAD Communications International. They specialize in personal development, coaching, and training. JAD Communications focuses on improving communications, managing people and expectations, increasing interpersonal skills, promoting respectful communications, and conflict resolution. Visit them online at www.jadcommunications.com and use the contact page to request more information.
Our last show of the year is titled Clarity and Mindfulness to Close Out the Year. As 2016 draws to a close, I've decided to share some ideas on having clarity of thought and having mindfulness to close out the year. Time Magazine published a special issue on mindfulness this year that focused on the new science of health and happiness. I have some techniques that I use to tune into my body and mind that I will share with you in this episode of the show. I invite you to join me for the show and learn these techniques. I also encourage you to test them out yourself in the coming year and see if they work for you. First of all, people have asked me how I overcame the greatest struggle in my life. One of the ways that I did that was I just stopped worrying about what other people think. I don't care what other people think. What people think of me is none of my business. So I focus on living in my own true power. I have a little saying that I listen to every day. It says, "Today, I intend to live in my true power, to make choices and take action on my own behalf. I have the right to possess the real power in my life. I am lovingly supported and cared for, and good things come to me easily." This year, at a marketing summit in January, I shared a personal story that I have kept secret for many, many years. Growing up in Jamaica, I sometimes had to get food from the church. I remembered the big hunk of cheese and the powdered milk that we would mix with water. I loved playing with that cheese in the roof of my mouth, and I would create a little pocket with my tongue and then feel the joy of popping that pocket and having the dry milk fall on my tongue. It was really fun. I can still remember it, just, and even taste it as I'm remembering it here for you. I also had a dress that I wore to confirmation that was so awful that pictures of me wearing that dress shows a sad faced girl with a drooping dress that droops down on each side. Today, that is actually a style of sweater and jacket that I abhor. I just hate them. But some people like it, so they can wear it. When I see it, it just reminds me of that horrible confirmation dress that I had to wear. Perhaps that's why I have a closet bursting with cute clothes and prefer to eat in fine restaurants. I know what I want, and I go for it. Another question I'm often asked is, what is the one thing that has most fulfilled who you are today? And I would share that I know that my thoughts are the basis for the attraction of all things that I consider to be good, which includes enough money, health, and comfort and joy in my life. I learned that from Abraham. We'll talk a little bit about Abraham later on in the program. My mind is the one place where I have total and complete control. I decide what enters and what stays in my mind. I monitor my own thoughts, and if one comes in that does not serve me, I say, out, and drive it away. It is the one place where I have complete freedom, and it is the one place where the law of attraction begins, because what you focus on is what you attract. What you believe becomes true for you. You also have the option of changing your thoughts and turning things around. Watch your thoughts, for they become words. Watch your words, for they become action. Watch your action, for they become a habit. Watch your habit, for they become character. Watch your character, for it becomes your destiny. That's one of the ways that I feel fulfilled today, knowing that in my own mind, I have freedom to decide what gets in there, and what I lock out and say, you are not welcome here. There's a wonderful book that I highly recommend called E Squared. And if you have not read it, then I recommend that you do. She gives you lots of little exercises to fulfill as you go through each chapter. And one of the things she talks about is the FP, which I really love. The FP is the field of possibility. And when you want something or you're dreaming of something, you can just go to the FP and say, hey, FP, here's what I'm wanting from you. I'm just going to turn it over to you, and you handle it from here on in, because I'm done with it. I'm handing it to you right now. And I'll tell you, when you try that, it happens so often. What you ask the FP to fulfill for you, not only does it fulfill it for you, but it fulfills it beyond your wildest dreams. Every one of my missions in life is to understand better why and how people learn. I realized that people learn, they start learning by taking in what their parents say, because that's the environment that you begin your life in. You're listening to your parents, they're the ones who are feeding you, what they say is what you believe. And then hopefully when you grow up, you will break out of that thought pattern and start thinking your own thoughts. So I ask you, my dear listener, do you create your own glass ceiling? Do you tell yourself what you cannot do? What is your motivation? Are you towards focused or are you away from focus? Towards focused people know what they want and move towards it, which is what we like to do at the beginning of every year. When you put your New Year's resolutions together, that's a towards of mindset. Here's what I'm going towards in the coming year. Away from people are running away from pain or because of fear. And so the path that they take is the path of least resistance. Last year, I was running towards a new house. I was still living downtown in the city. I was running at a gallop towards a new house. I created a list, actually, of what I want, exactly what, how many bedrooms, what kind of counter, what backsplash, you name it. What kind of yard do I want for the dog? I put it all down on a piece of paper. And every time something came to me about what I wanted for that house, I wrote it on that piece of paper. After emptying all the boxes, when I moved in to my new house in March of this year, I found a piece of paper. It was just a little piece of scratch paper that I had written my towards dream upon. And it's exactly the house I now live in. Towards motivation is very powerful. It's what you like, what you want, and what you can do. It's possibilities. I encourage you to give yourself a pep talk. This pep talk is something that I created many years ago when I first became a professional speaker. It was one of my keynote topics. Giving yourself a pep talk, possibilities, expectations, and persistence. What are the possibilities that I am going forward to? What are the possibilities of what I want in my life. What is my expectation? My expectation is that I'm going to get it. And my expectation may be that there's going to be some obstacles thrown in my way. And my expectation is that I'm going to bust through, climb over, or go around whatever that obstacle is. And I'm going to be persistent until I get that thing that I have set as the possibility that I'm working towards. Focus on that for 2017. Focus on that and see what you attract. I transform behaviors. And I've been intrigued by the dynamics of human behavioral change, starting with myself. That's why I create daily reminders to keep me focused on moving forward. I listen to Abraham Hicks, and the things that speak to me, I pull them out, I create them on my calendar as daily reminders, so they pop up during the day at various times to remind me of the good, of the possibilities, of being persistent and moving forward in the direction of what I want. Here are a few of the reminders on my calendar. Just a couple. One is, I am born with an emotional guidance system that always lets me know where I am in relationship with the expansion that has been set out before me by me. I know how I feel. If I'm feeling good, it's all good. I'm moving in the right direction. If I'm not feeling good, I am not in alignment with my source self. And so I need to right the ship and find something, look at something, a beautiful flower, a loving relationship, the laughter of a child, whatever it may be, to turn myself around and get back on track and feel good. And I say today, I intend to live in my true power, to make choices and take action on my own behalf, because I have the right to possess the real power in my life. I am lovingly supported and cared for, and good things come to me easily. That's from Abraham. I say, ask yourself, what are my interests, passions, aspirations, and goals? Well, it is my dominant intent to look for things that feel good today, I say to myself. No matter where I'm going, no matter what I'm doing, no matter who I'm doing it with, it is my dominant intent to look for what I'm wanting to see, to look for things that feel good. And the more I develop the habit of that kind of vibration, the more the universe understands that's who I am. And so the more I have access to those kinds of things. I got that from Abraham too. When you look for things that make you feel good, no matter where you're going, no matter what you're doing, and no matter who you're doing it with, guess what? That's what you attract into your life. Things that make you feel good. And if you look at something that doesn't feel good, then I have a little quotation for that too. If I stumble onto something that doesn't feel so good, I will revel in the perfection of my guidance system and I will make adjustments. Oh, turn right, turn left, whatever I have to do to focus. This is who you have to be. Those of you who have not yet met Abraham, whose material I've been sharing a bit here and there, because they pop up on my calendar every day to remind me. I got them pretty much memorized, most of them, because I see them every single day. If you have not yet met Abraham, you can find them at abrahamhicks.com. I make it a habit to listen to Abraham daily. I attend at least one live Abraham Hicks seminar every single year. It motivates me to live my best life, and it refreshes my spirit. I also get the monthly MP3 and listen to it everywhere. It's in my car. It's in my head. It's in my ears. Every single morning, I'm filled with gratitude for a new day. Every single day, I look for motivation to keep me going. I meditate every single morning. If I have to get up super duper early so I can meditate, so be it. Because when you meditate to start the day, what happens is that you find that you move seamlessly into your day in a positive mindset. And with that positive mindset, positive, wonderful things will happen to you. And like I said, if I stumble onto something that doesn't feel so good, I revel in the perfection of my guidance system and make adjustments. Another great source is Louise Hay, who I adore. I listen to her 101 Power Thoughts for Life every single morning. It's a whole hour. And I tell you, it is so peaceful and relaxing and so true that it sets the tone again for my day. You can download it at louisehay.com or at hayhouse.com. 101 Power Thoughts for Life every day. Another passion of mine is that E-Squared series of books that I talked about. I listen to the Audible version of E-Squared, and of course, there's also E-Cubed. I listen to them a couple of times every year. I read the book. I have the book in my cabinet right here in my office in the bookcase. And I have the audio that I listen to everywhere I go. It reminds me to ask the FP, that's the field of possibility, for what I want, and to tune in to AA 2.0. That is the amazing awesomeness to focus on what could go right. Say, something amazing is going to happen to me today, and come to believe in blessings and miracles. Be on the hunt for blessings every day. Create a gratitude or blessings list. And make note every single day of the blessings that come your way. What you focus on, you receive more of. So why not focus on blessings and miracles? Try it. It works. I have a gratitude list I create every single year. This is the last month. I'm going to look at my gratitude list for 2016 at the end of the year, just before New Year. Now start a new one, gratitude list 2017. And I have them all on my computer and on my backups. I can go back for years and years and see all the wonderful things that have happened that were blessings, that surprised me, that delighted me, that came from nowhere. If you don't have a gratitude list, then you forget all the wonderful things that have happened, and you can get swept up in some of the negativity that's going around. So create a gratitude list if you don't have one. I highly recommend them. They're awesome. My thoughts are the basis for the attraction of all things that I consider to be good, which includes enough money and health for my comfort and joy. That too is Abraham. As I close out this last show of the year, I wish you and your loved ones health, wealth, prosperity, and joy for 2017. I encourage you to try these techniques and let me know what results you achieve. At the minimum, create that gratitude list so you can count your blessings at the end of the year. I would like to thank you for joining me today, and I want to close out with these 5 points of how to love yourself that I also listen to every single day. Number one. Stop all criticism. Say, I'm showered with good thoughts all day long. Forgive yourself. Number two, change the radio station that is playing in your head. Say, I choose to love and enjoy myself. I have a happy mind, and it brings me great health. This is a breakthrough year for me, and it brings me joy and success. Number three, be gentle and kind and patient with yourself. New things are opening up in your life every day. So be gentle and kind and patient with yourself. Number four, be kind to your mind. Say to yourself, I am beautiful and everybody loves me. Look in the mirror, past the mirror, to your true self. And tell that true self, your soul, I am beautiful and everybody loves me. And be loving to your negatives. Number five, vow to have fewer conflicts in your life. You came from no conflict, so you can return there and know heaven on earth by refusing to let your inner world be conflicted by anyone at any time. Keep this in mind. Life is never meant to be a struggle. It's meant to be a joyful experience. Have a wonderful, wonderful holiday. Merry Christmas to everybody. And I'll see you next year. Remember to find yourself, live your dreams, and be happy. And also follow the show at blogtalkradio.com/Yvonne-F-Brown. Then leave your comments about today's show. And if you have a topic you would like us to cover, just leave a comment. We'll do our best to make it come true for you. I love you guys. Thank you.